Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. We're going right to them in order. Do not hang up. Starting with Mark from the SAC. Mark, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I have to wonder if any of the information that Trump withheld and took out of the White House, classified documents made their way over to Mother Russia, that CG would probably, give that a pass too. I mean, that he brings up Afghanistan again. You brought up very well that Trump released 5,000 horrible terrorists over there in Afghanistan prior to him leaving office. He signed the agreement with the Taliban, recognized the Taliban as the official government of Afghanistan, enabled them. And yes, there was mistakes made in the evacuation of Afghanistan, but in any action like that, there's going to be mistakes. It's not going to be perfect, but we're not spilling American blood over in Afghanistan right now. And that the surrender of the Republican Party to Russia, because we hear like Lindsey Graham criticizing Biden and all this, none of these people should be criticizing the President of the United States during a time of conflict. And even though it's not a hot war right now, they should be ashamed of themselves. And all these Russians that are over here right now conducting business, that deport them. I mean, if they're not engaged and acting on part of the Russian government, that the only ones that should be here are diplomats and these businessmen that you have to make Russia pay the high and the low of the politicians over there, because the Russian people are held over there, that Putin brutally suppresses any kind of democracy efforts over there in Russia.
I'm with you 100%. And let me tell you something, Mark. Let me tell you something. I think that your insight that the Republican Party has started to shift to Putin is a very, very good one, and to Russia. You know, back when Reagan was president and even when Nixon was president, everybody on both sides staunchly stood up to Russia. They staunchly stood up to it. George H.W. Bush, I got to give him credit, is the one that negotiated with Gorbachev, and they put Yeltsin in there, and there was some daylight for 10 years. But you have not just Tucker Carlson, who is pro-Russia, but you have Josh Hawley, as you say, Lindsey Graham. You have these people who are Candace Owen, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, if he's their nominee and he's pro-Russian this way, you can kiss Ukraine goodbye, and ultimately you're going to kiss Poland goodbye as a functioning democracy, because the Russians will go in to kidnap a few Russian speakers, menace them, and Trump will cave like a cheap suit. Very good insight. Thank you, Mark. Wisco Paul, my friend, what's on your mind at Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Well said, Mark. Hey, does it get any worse than trying to overthrow your own government, the United States of America government? That's what Trump trying to do with the help of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I might add, and also a gentleman, if I can call him that, on the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas and his wife. She helped fund this false information on the election. We'll see what the investigation on January 6th brings out, but I think it's going to implicate more people, the same people that are shooting their mouth off about Biden right now. And this is ridiculous. In my mind, and I'll end with this, it does not get any worse than trying to overthrow our government, for Christ's sakes. It's one of the best places to live in the world. And I'll end with that before I go off the deep end here. But this is ridiculous. Thanks for taking my call.
I love your passion, and I'm with you 100%. And you're absolutely right. The thing, by the way, about Clarence Thomas's wife is disturbing. That's been in the press, that she was helping the insurrectionists. That's going to be looked at by the January 6th commission, and we're going to have some very good insight on that. But everything else you've said is true. And then what is it about the Republican Party that they're going pro-Putin? Do they like authoritarianism? Well, apparently they do. This is not the traditional Republican Party. That's why, unfortunately, Tommy Thompson might have a hard time if he gets into a primary, even against a guy like Ramphin. He might have a hard time. I hate to see the Republican Party go that way. CJ said, well, why do I care if we want Evers reelected? The reason is we want good people, reasonable people, patriots on both sides, just in case. Just in case. You don't want pro-Putin people on the other side. You don't want Trump on the other side. So right on the money, Paul. Good passion. Thank you. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Really hard to follow both Lisco and Mark. I'll try. I totally agree with the situation with Clarence Thomas's wife, because he was the only dissenting vote. But to argue with CJ anymore is totally fruitless. I think if Trump was in front of a class that he was teaching to him and he said the blackboard was white, he'd believe that too. He absolutely said what you said. And Pompeo took it even further yesterday. They're both treasonous. It's plain and simple. But, you know, Trump yesterday, his little buddy of Graham, Lindsey Graham, was even more ridiculous. You hear his analogy. He said that the world got this more wrong and misjudged him worse than we did Adolf Hitler. No, that was the last guy who played the part of Neville Chamberlain, Trump. You know, that, oh, we can deal with this guy. He basically said that.
Right. Well, here's the deal. George W. Bush said, when I look into Putin's eyes, I feel a spiritual connection. Who says that? I mean, that's just a weird thing to say. And so George W. Bush said that. Then you have Trump right now saying Putin's a genius, smart. It was beautiful that he invaded. We need, as peacekeepers, we need that on our southern border. He said, of course, he wouldn't do it if I were there. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Trump was the guy that withheld $400 million in aid that Ukraine desperately need until he could blackmail him into going after Biden, and it didn't work. He loves Putin. Why does he love Putin? Because Putin has financed him. Eric Trump, his son, told a journalist that. He said, the New York banks won't give us money because we've gone bankrupt six times, and so the Ruskies give it to us. Well, I don't want a president the Ruskies give money to. And I got news for you, too. The Steele report about Trump in a hotel room with prostitutes that were really KGB agents, everybody goes, oh, well, nobody's shown the video, so therefore it doesn't exist. Take a look at Trump's conduct in Helsinki, sitting there with Putin, attacking his own FBI and CIA, saying they're wrong, and he believes Putin. Why would Putin have done this? FBI and CIA must be wrong. That was degrading, disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And so there's only, that's the only way we can say it. If Trump gets back in, he's the one who said that he was thinking of withdrawing from the NATO treaty. Believe it or not, the NATO treaty. When the Austrian ambassador to NATO asked him, will you defend Austria if we're attacked by Russia? He said, no. He said, no. Article 5 of our treaty with NATO says we will defend him. And that's the reason for it is, then we won't have to, because Putin's not crazy and he's not going to start a war with the United States. Russia, once again, they did it after the Second World War through the Cold War. They were brutal. They occupied Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. They invaded Czechoslovakia in 1968 and they invaded Hungary in 1956. They torture people, kill clergymen, you know, outlaw the local churches. This is the kind of stuff they do. This is the kind of stuff they do. And it's happening again. And that what's going to sustain us is NATO, and a good, strong president like Biden will stand up to him. Trump will not stand up to him. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Thanks, Matt. You're on one of my favorite topics. If you go back to the impeachment and James Comey, Trump stood with Russia against his own country, because he was proved that there were things going on, and he denied it all, and he chose Putin. Then when the Mueller report comes out, they lied and said he was exonerated. If you read the Mueller report, I challenge anybody to give me the name or sentence and paragraph page where they exonerated Trump. He was never exonerated. He was actually more implicated than exonerated, but it wasn't pushed at that point. The many times that these far-right people have sided with Russia is pathetic. So thanks for bringing it up. And I think in the upcoming elections, we have to bring that to the table. By the way, I've got an echo in here. I don't know why, but I'm listening to myself talk. But anyhow, I'll turn it over to you, Matt. Great topic. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, Bill. Very, very good comments. No, and you're absolutely right. And I think, I mean, I'll throw this out for us to talk about. I don't need calls on it, but I mean, of course, whatever you want to call, you call. But are people falling for this Republican stuff on Russia? I mean, that's the question. Tucker Carlson is saying it, and apparently there are people watching it. But those who don't remember the last 50, 70 years in history, the Russians brutalize people when they go in there. They brutalize them. And Putin is an authoritarian. He's a fascist. Putin, and in their country, sided with the Nazis originally until they got betrayed by Hitler. You can't have them going into Eastern Europe. You can't have it upset the Pax Americana, the American peace that was imposed after the Second World War, and it's held up till now. Wherever you have democracy and capitalism, enlightened capitalism like ours, you have prosperity and you basically have freedom. Wherever you have communism and organized crime, you do not have freedom. You have no right to privacy. There'll be a knock on the door at midnight and you'll be dragged out. It's as simple as that. Russia has nothing to export. It hasn't made a cultural advance since the 19th century, since Dostoevsky, Pushkin, and Tchaikovsky. It kills its intellectuals. It'll break in and kill other people's artists, clergymen, intellectuals, government officials. You can't have a decent country populated by human beings run by communism, organized crime. And that is what is at stake here. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.